Chapter 7. The possibility of refusing the challenge never entered my thoughts. 6 years of living among vampires had filled me with their values and beliefs. Any vampire would lay down his life for the good of the clan. Of course, this wasn't as simple as giving one's life. I had a mission to fulfill, and if I failed, all would suffer. But the principle was the same. I'd been chosen, and a vampire who's chosen does not say no. There was a short debate in which Paris told Mr. Krebsley and me that this was not official duty and we didn't have to agree to represent the clan. No shame would befall us if we refused to cooperate with Mr. Tiny. At the end of the debate, Mr. Krebsley stepped forward, red cloak snapping behind him like wings, and said,
"I relish the chance to hunt down the Vampanese Lord."
I stepped up after him, sorry I wasn't wearing my impressive blue cloak, and said in what I hoped was a brave tone, "Me too."
"The boy knows how to keep it short," Mr. Tiny murmured, winking at Harkat.
"What about the rest of us?" Micah asked. "I've spent 5 years hunting for that accursed lord. I wish to accompany them."
"Aye, me too,"
a general in the crowd shouted, and soon everyone was bellowing at Mr. Tiny, seeking permission to join us in the hunt. Mr. Tiny shook his head.
"Three hunters must seek, no more, no less. Non-vampires may assist them, but if any of their kinsmen tag along, they shall fail." Angry mother.